Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show. We got 3 more hours left in the show, so plenty of time to discuss all those. And looks like we're, at least where I am, 3 to 4 hours away from more snow. So, not too bad, 3 to 6 inches, but, could go either way. It could go less, it could go more, but, we'll see what's happening. But, this is all reminiscent of, 2015, the way things happened. It was just snowstorm after snowstorm, that just kept, popping in here. So, let's try to think of what we can be doing for spring, what we can be doing in those next seasons. Obviously, we can't really do much outside, at least in the New England area, and even some of the New York, Pennsylvania, all those areas are covered in some snow, so you can't even get out there. So we can be thinking about what we want to do. And one of the things I, I let off the show was, one of the discussions I wanted to talk about a little bit was erosion control, right? One of the emails I had received this week from one of my favorite website that I look at is called thespruce.com. Gave some good information about erosion control. Now, I live on a hill, so I always think about what else you can be adding. Some of these I already knew, but it's just, it's a great thing to be thinking about. Something to be thinking about this spring. If you live on the side of a hill or you just want to slow down some of the erosion. Obviously the number one that I always think of is the creeping type of junipers, like a blue rug juniper. That's the number one. Japanese juniper, the Cummins Nana, that's a great one to be thinking about. Those two right there are the biggest ones. But the, the blue rug can get pretty wide, right? You might actually see a lot of those types of junipers on the side of the road by embankments of bridges. You might see them on the sides to help with that erosion control, to keep them in that area. You're looking at that thick root system to have in that area to really cover and hold the soil where it needs to go. Another one, creeping myrtle, or you might know it as vinca minor. This one here is a ground cover. Doesn't get too high, but can take over an area. Great thing about it is it is actually a drought tolerant ground cover. That's not to say from the get-go, right? We're not starting off with a drought, but it can take some of those conditions later on in the season once it's kind of gotten established, because it has such a huge network of roots that they kind of feed each other off. Now, one I didn't really think of being on this list, but this list came up with it, so I'm going to go with it, is forsythia, right? you kind of thought it was more like ground covers, that type of thing. And this one came up here on this list. You know, it's actually because it will grow quickly. They can actually get bigger roots into the soil, go deeper into the soil and hold it. So that's one of the things, one of the reasons why it's on there. A lot of people, when it comes to erosion control, aren't thinking of bigger plants, right? We're thinking of more ground cover. So this would be something that maybe is, you know, at the top of a hill. So you're not, you know, it's not right in front of you, or the opposite, bottom of a hill, that type of thing, middle of a hill. You know, sky's the limit, but this is just another option. Another one that, you know, is pretty common would be what they call it is a Japanese spurge. You'll know it as Pachysandra. It only gets a couple inches tall. All foliage, right? They might, you know, they'll have some white flowers, but that's not what it's used for. You'll see them here and there. But this, they're green plants growing all throughout the yard. They'll take over a nice root system as well. Lamium. This one has like the silvery leaves. It will actually have like a purple with some white streaks in it flower. So that's another one. They simply label this one as border grass, right? This would be like the liriope. They have different versions of it. This little perennial only gets about a foot tall. It actually makes a nice little impact there. I like the different variegations that they have. They have some that are green, some that are variegated with a purple flower on it. They'll even grow in partial shade. So for erosion, it's not always right in the sun, right? So this is something to think about. Another one you might think about just because of the name right off the top is the creeping phlox. They, you know, the creeping phlox might be the one that's going to show the most color of everything that we've talked about, other than the forsythia here, but for your ground covers. So many different colors to be looking at. And they'll go in tons of different zones, from zone 3 to 9. So this isn't just in New England. This is going to be in a lot of different sections as well. So that's something to think about. Another shrub to look at would be the cotoneaster. I've always called it the cotoneaster. Some might call it the cotton easter. But the cotoneaster is a smaller shrub. This style, the rock spray cotoneaster, is one that stays lower. The branching kind of covers the ground, but it has a decent root system that is going to get a little bit deeper and hold on a little bit more. Now, if you think about everything that I've talked about in this erosion control, a lot of them are perennials. They have this more shallow root system. So adding a few of these shrubs, like your juniper, like your cotoneaster, those are going to help hold a little bit more. You know, adding those ground covers in to get some of the more coverage, so it kind of sits where it is. But some of these shrubs mixing in to get that deeper root system to hold the soil even more. So, you know, you don't want all shallow roots where a deep, you know, erosion would happen where the roots are so hot, so close to the surface that they're not going to hold everything. So that's one of the reasons why we kind of look at adding some of the shrubs to it, to add to this, to get the different depth of the root system. So it's definitely, you know, erosion control is a big thing around my house. We just think about it across the street from my house a number of years ago. They were going to build a house in a small plot of land, and they started digging a foundation, and then the town came in, and they were against all regulations. They couldn't do it. But they left the hole there for a number of years. The hole's actually still there. The town owns the property now, and they haven't done much to it. But you can see the erosion issue happening. I'm on the other side of the road, obviously, but some of that soil and the erosion is happening on that side, which is pulling all of it from my yard. We're seeing more flow that way. So to me, it is an important issue we think about. So, you know, taking care of all the little things, you know, the root system, take care of the lawn that you have to make that an area that will hold that soil in. Where I live, you know, on there's a lot of ledge. So we don't have deep soil, so some of that soil on top is going to erode, obviously. So that's why we work on these things. So that's why I bring it up, as it is a, you know, something important to me. But I think some of you out there are going to have some of the same thoughts. So if you want to take a look at this and get some more information, you can take a look at thespruce.com. Again, I've talked about this website a number of times throughout the years here, but thespruce.com has a lot of great things. It's not just about the garden. They do have like home repairs. They have decor. They have tons of different types of websites. And when you go into the gardening website, it's not just about, you know, plants. It's about houseplants, pest problems, outdoor rooms, birding, those types of things. So that's why I like it so much. Has tons of great information that you can look to learn from, right? Some good information. So definitely take a look at that. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, more of your gardening questions. So give us that call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out with all of your gardening questions. So we'll be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. The
following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Medford.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling. I have a yellow azalea. It doesn't get a lot of sun, but I noticed the other day on it some black, it looks like a black mold, and I was wondering if there's anything I can do about it now, or should I wait till spring?
Okay. So what you have on there is what's called sooty mold. If you put your fingers on it and wipe it away, it will come right off. Okay. It's the honeydew, it's from aphids and scales that you might have on, that, azalea. At this point, aphids and scale are not there. This type of season, it's already gone. So that would be something not to worry about. But it would be something to think about for spring, right? What I would be looking at doing is this spring, once it's warm enough to get out there and use like a hose that's not going to freeze that night, right? You can just wash it off. That honeydew comes right off. You can take a pair of gloves, like the rubber gloves you might use in the kitchen, because they have like those little grippers on the fingers that will help break up the sooty mold on the leaves and on the trunk, the branches, etc., and clean it off that way. What you need to do in order to get rid of the insect this spring is use one or another product. What I would use with the synthetic would be 8 from Bonide. That's a good one that you can spray all over the plant. And then the opposite for like an organic would be the All Seasons oil. So either one, what you want to do is cover the plant. Get underneath the leaves, get into the crevices where all the branches break, those different areas, because that's where they will type of try to hide. In the plant. But at this point, it's what's left from the insect from chewing and sucking on the leaves. So they're basically, you know, going to the bathroom all over the plant as they're feeding off of the plant. Okay. It's the sooty mold's the after effect. It's, like I said, it's either in, aphids or scale on there. Scale would be little round white dots basically on the plant that you might see all around. So that's something to look at this spring. But with like the product 8, you can actually use that every few weeks in order to help get rid of it and prevent it. Because I don't believe that this is just done. I think it'll come back this spring. So 8 will last a little bit longer, and when I said every 2 weeks, I meant to say, I was thinking the organic version. 8 will last up to 4 weeks, so you don't have to spray it as often. But if you want to go with the organic process, you could look at the All Seasons oil and spray that a few times. That would be every 14 days. And that would be one to protect it. So either one of those options up to you, but it's caused from aphids or scale.
Okay. Could I ask you another question?
Sure.
I have a blue spruce that every year I decorate as a Christmas tree, but it's like getting up to 20 feet. So I was thinking of removing it and putting something else in. And I was wondering if there would be a better tree to plant as a Christmas tree than a blue spruce.
Okay. Well, so let's get into that on the other side of the break. Hang tight with me, or you can, you know, hang up and listen. Up to you, because I'm going to hit a break. But I can go over what else you can use for, like, a Christmas tree look for the future. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Aspomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspomer.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran's supreme leader is urging the U.S. to lift all sanctions if it wants Iran to live up to its commitments under its nuclear deal with world powers. Former President Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018 as part of what he called maximum pressure against Iran. In response, Iran began to gradually violate its commitments under the deal that sought to limit its nuclear program. Officials have repeatedly stressed the country would not come back into compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal until the U.S. eases its sanctions. Although Biden has promised to rejoin the deal, he has insisted that Iran must first reverse its nuclear steps, creating a contest of wills between the two nations. In a bid to ramp up pressure on the new administration, Iran has threatened to block nuclear inspections later this month. This is USA Radio News. The White House has renewed a tradition under President Biden by releasing a weekly address. The first was on Saturday, and Biden used it to promote the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package.
Putting together a plan that provides for emergency relief to people in desperate need now, everything from mortgage payments to unemployment insurance to rental subsidies to food security for children.
The weekly address from the White House revives a presidential tradition that goes back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but was halted during the Trump administration. President Biden's doctor says his foot is now completely healed after he broke it back in November. On Saturday, he visited his doctor for a routine follow-up and x-rays. The doctor said the injury healed as expected. Dr. O'Connor says the 78-year-old can return to his normal exercise routine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to, he puts lights on a blue spruce every year, but it's gotten huge, right? Blue spruces get big. I was thinking of some other ideas of what to put in that area, Christmas tree like. Well, obviously you can kind of think of, what could you put there? Like a balsam fir, Fraser fir, there's a Canaan fir, which is kind of like a balsam fir. But a lot of those are going to get 20 to 25 feet tall as well. So we're running into the same problem. A couple options out there. They're going to get you that form. They're not going to look exactly like a Christmas tree in the middle of the year. But one option would be like a Hinoki cypress. There are some that will get like 10 to 12 feet tall and only 3 to 4 feet wide. They have a little odd growth to them on some of them, but some of them will stay nicely. There is a dwarf balsam fir. It is a... they call it Nana, the dwarf balsam fir. That one gets about 5 to 6 feet wide. It's not going to get as tall as your regular balsam fir. There's one out there called the Swiss stone pine. There are some different varieties that you can look at. Look at it as like a white pine and a red pine mixed together, the two of them. So you're going to get the white pine needles look, but the red pine compacted type look to it. One other one that I really think would, there's a couple other ones that I think would work well. A Japanese black pine, though they don't get huge, 4 to 6 feet tall, a couple feet wide. That might be one. But then there's one that I was looking up during the break just to get another idea that I think would be ideal for what you're looking for. It's called the North Star Dwarf White Spruce. It gets 5 to 10 feet tall and 4 feet wide, like full sun to partial sun. Basically, no pruning, no maintenance, that type of thing. And it actually has a nice shape to it for a like a Christmas tree look. It is a spruce, so it's going to have those like blue spruce type needles. It's going to be more condensed. But I think that might be the best option on all of them. So those are just to name a few of the different styles of smaller evergreens. We're looking more for like the dwarf evergreens to add to the area, as Bob was asking for. So hopefully that helps out. But if anybody has any questions, you can call me at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show. We got about 2.5 hours left with that show, with the show that we're on today, right? So give us a call. We will do everything we can to help you out. If you're in an area where only get it, an hour or a couple hours, you can go to our website at paulparent.com. There's a spot right on there. It says listen live and podcast. Follow those prompts. It'll get you to the GCN network, and you can listen to us live for the 4 hours. So that if you're, thinking about later, we get a lot of calls later in the show because a lot of you are, waking up, starting your day. You can think about coming on a little bit earlier if you can't get through the lines, because I know later on in the show we kind of back up a little bit when it comes to the phone calls. So definitely something to be thinking of. But you can listen to some old shows. You can listen to some of the summer shows to kind of think summer. You can kind of think spring, those types of things. But that's all at our website at paulparent.com. Now, lots of snow coming this week. A bunch today. I'm hearing some on Tuesday, some on Thursday. Now, definitely get that ice melt out there. You're looking to protect yourself when an issue were to happen. There's multiple styles of them. We kind of break it down to two different styles. Natural alternative is one that I look to for a lot of different resources, and they have two styles of ice melt. They have a regular ice melt and then a CMA ice melt. Their ice melt right now, some of it is actually the smaller shaker jugs are sold out at the moment. With all the snow that's been happening, they had a big run on it. But this, the two different ones, right? So they have their ice melt. This one will melt ice up to 16 degrees below Fahrenheit. Covers up to 6,000 square feet. This is a 20-pound bag. Safer for pets, non-toxic to fish, aquatic life, and watersheds. It's biodegradable. Leaves no greasy residue on the floors. So that's, one thing we like. Will not harm lawns, vegetation, hardscape, or concrete cured for a year when used as directed. So this is definitely one that that you would use on, patios if you've had that patio for over a year. A lot of you did some work in the garden this year. You might have put in a patio or a concrete pad, a concrete walkway, that type of thing. If you have that that concrete that you're worried about, that's when you want to use that CMA. That CMA product can go on to concrete 30 days after installation. I'm going to assume that most of us in New England haven't put any concrete down in the past 30 days, but you might. So, but this would be the one. But if you think about it, the other ice melt that they do carry, it has to be a year. So this 30 days is the minimum amount. It can go all the way up. So if you did something this season, this would be the way to go. Okay, this one again, safer, safe for pets, less corrosive than tap water, easy on watersheds, lakes, rivers, and streams. This is, you know, what it does is it keeps the snow lighter and drier and easier to remove. That's the big thing with this. It helps move it on the property a little bit easier for you. This one, the CMA, they do have some of the shaker jugs available at this point. I know they were running through them quickly the past month. They've been crazy there. But you can actually get the 6-pound shaker jug there, or you can get the 20-pound bag, the 30-pound bag of the ice melt. You can go on to their website at naturalalternative.com. When you are going to order, when you get to the order process at the end, just type in our code PPGC, so for the Paul Parent Garden Club, and they'll give you a 10% discount on that. So definitely, if you're looking to get some, order it as quickly as you can. They usually take a couple days to get out to you, so you might have it for that Thursday storm. But if you think about it, you're probably going to use some ice melt after today. Then you're going to use some ice melt after Tuesday. You might need a refill because the way things are going, we're getting lots of snow this week and next. So, you know, it's something to be thinking about. Again, that's Natural Alternative. You can go to their website at naturalalternative.com and look up their ice melts. And if you have some questions, give them a call tomorrow. You'll probably talk with Victoria or one of the team members. They'll give you some great info. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in Holyoke.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have the bane of my existence in my backyard, Japanese knotwood. And I was wondering, I know I can't do anything to it now, obviously, but is there anything I can do to stop it from growing? I've tried digging it out. I've tried, pouring chemicals in there. I don't know what to do with it already.
Yeah, it's not an easy one by any means. I can see why it's a bane in your existence. I get it. It is one that is hard to get rid of. It takes a good amount of time for it to really to go away. And what you need to do is be persistent with your applications. This isn't a one type of applicant,
right?
Application. This is a 3 to 4 to 5 type application. It is, the root system goes under the ground forever. So it's one of those things where, you just kind of need to eradicate it. So here's a couple things you can do, in order to get rid of some of it. What I would like to see you do is you can use a product like Cleanup or the glyphosate, which is the common product in Roundup.
Okay.
But the way to do it is to cut the Japanese knotweed when it's growing, right?
Okay.
Down to about 2 inches. So you're leaving part of the actual weed there.
Okay, yep.
And then instead of spraying it with like a spray container, you know, a backpack spray or something like that.
Right.
What I want you to do is use a paintbrush, right?
Oh.
Dip it into the solution and paint the fresh cut. So just like you or I, if we have a cut on our finger, we'll use like Neosporin or something like that to help heal it because it'll get into that and clean it. We're trying to do the same thing, but kill the Japanese knotweed by doing this. And a fresh cut means it's trying to absorb as much as it can, absorb the water, and because it's going into shock. You're shocking the plant. And you paint this, it's going to absorb right into it and kill it a little bit quicker.
Okay.
That being said, you need to do this multiple times because it can just keep going.
Oh, yeah, it does. Like, I dug it up thinking that I was getting somewhere. And it's like literally huge amounts of wood that comes out.
Yes, it just doesn't stop. Another thing I can suggest doing, and I've heard of some people having success with it this way, is getting some of the thicker black plastic. So it's a little bit heavier duty, and cover once the snow is removed from that area.
Yep.
Taking that area, covering it with the black plastic. Covering the black plastic with anything, but covering the black plastic with, like, putting some rocks on the side so it holds down, because you want that black plastic to reflect into the soil and heat it up. Okay.
Oh.
What I almost kind of would suggest doing both of these options, cutting it down, painting it onto the branch the trunks that it has.
Yep.
And then taking that black plastic and covering the whole thing to heat it up, basically cooking it in that area. And you might have to do it a couple times, but I really think that's one of the best ways to be successful with Japanese knotweed.
Okay, so this cleanup or glossophosphate stuff.
So cleanup is from bonide. And the glossophate is the active ingredient in Roundup.
Okay.
There are some other options I can give on the other side of the break if you want it to hang tight. Everybody else, our phone number is 855-660-4261.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we had talked with Chris in regards to Japanese knotweed, and I gave the options of using cleanup, right? That's the option of the glyphosate, the same as Roundup, but there are some other ones you can use. There are some organic versions. There is an organic version of cleanup. It's called Botanical Cleanup, so it is organic. There is the product called Burnout from Bonide. Burnout is another one that you can use in the same way. Both of these you would use in the same way, where you would dip a paintbrush into the concentrate and then paint the freshly cut stem of the Japanese knotweed. So those are a couple options. You could also, Natural Alternative has some good products for this. Another one they have is called Adios. It's a selective organic weed control. You can spray it on here. This is one, again, I recommend cutting it down to about an inch or two and then spraying it on there. This comes with a trigger spray, so that might be easier for you than the constant paintbrush, right? So that might be a way. What it does is it basically causes rapid loss of water for the plant, and will actually kill it that way by dehydrating the plant. Burnout will do the same types of things from Bonide. So these are just the organic options for it. The main thing here is I think it's a combination of multi things, just being after it all the time. And I think this heavy black plastic would be a good way to do it. You could almost use, this would be the expensive way to do it, but they have like a vinyl black liner that you would use in like a pond that you'd be building. That would work really well because it's a little bit thicker. So the knotweed might not pop through like a lighter plastic. It's got the black effect where the sun will cook the soil. Some will even say like a white plastic might be fine as well, because it's like the greenhouse effect. If you go into a greenhouse at a garden center, usually it's the white plastic over the top of them that will create some heat under there. We're looking to cook the Japanese knotweed underneath. So I think it's a combination of spraying or painting on the solution and then covering it with a plastic to heat up the area and get rid of it. There is no like timetable of how long to leave it on the soil. This isn't like you leave it on for 2 weeks and it's done. This could be months, it could be a full year in an area. But those of you who have fought Japanese knotweed know that it takes some time. So cutting it back this spring, painting it on, and then putting this plastic over the top is one way that I think you can be successful. So Japanese knotweed, it's hard to get rid of. My joke with everyone is when they bring it up is, all right, well, have fun moving. Because that's going to be the easiest way to get rid of it, because it takes some time. If you have some questions, you can give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got about 2 hours left in the show. We're going to hit a break here in a minute. But for those of you who want to listen more and you've been listening for a bit, go to our website at paulparent.com. You can listen live and even listen to some of the old shows. Once the hour is done, it usually takes a little bit, but they will get those hours up. So if you want to listen to something that you might have missed, you can get those at our website at paulparent.com, where it says listen live / podcast. But we are not far away from some of the snow from hitting us. We're probably, I'm hearing 11, 12 o'clock, in this area, maybe a little bit later, the slower it moves, the more snow we're probably going to get. So, we'll see what happens. If you have questions, call us 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take a break. We'll get into that 8 o'clock hour and start answering more of your gardening questions. So give us that call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. We'll be back in a few.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.